let's clarify, like, what does it all mean? Like, why? Even though I wrote that thing about, you know, why hearing the chord in relation to the... It goes beyond that. Like, if you have a riff, and the riff goes, right? And so, I don't think of that riff anything... I don't think of the notes there. I just think of 1, 1, flat 7, 1, 5, flat 5, 4, 1, flat 3, 1... And you could play it in any position. This is not for today, but we've had other classes like this. I'm looking at Chad, where you play it in any key, any shape. Like, how about Jackson? Pick me a key. That was a key of A in the E shape. So pick me any other key in any other shape. D in the E shape. Well, that's too easy. It's just the same thing dragged up. So Ahmed, any other key in any other shape, please.
G shape.
Did you say G?
Mm-hmm. G shape, A.
Key of A? So. Or. Guys are picking stuff that's too easy. No, I'm just kidding. You'll just know, like, where all the intervals are in every shape. Mike, pick me a hard key. Give me a flat or a sharp key in a weird shape. Come on, dude. I want a challenge. Oh, you're muted. There is no hard key, because it's only five shapes, and it's 12 numbers. It's not that hard. Like, not to be funny, like, instead of thinking differently for 12 keys, that would be hard. But five shapes and 12 intervals, or even in the pentatonic, it's only five shapes and five intervals. Like, that's like a piece of cake. That's 25 things to know. You could easily learn that in 3 days. So tell me, Mike.
E flat, D shape.
E flat and the D shape would be... I don't have a low E flat, so I'd have to play it here. Like, how does that happen so fast? Because I've done that work that you're doing right now. Kai, any other questions about, or anyone, any other questions about what this is all valuable for?
No, not anymore.
Good answer. All right, back to work. One thing this is, you guys, you might have to go backwards sometimes. Like Daniel and Jackson, you've been doing the D shape. You have to go backwards sometimes because you don't have a low E there unless you go out of position. Like if you're in the D shape, you might have to go. Is that what you've been doing?
I've just been starting at the first root in that shape.
What do you mean by the first root of the shape?
Like here. Just start here. Instead of on the E
shape. Oh, you're in the key of A? So you started here. Right?
Yeah.
And then you go.
So you're saying go lower and pick up the first root.
But once you've finished, then how do you descend is what I'm asking. Like how are you descending?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you could use, you know, you could go. Sorry. But then, in the next octave down, there's no other root. And so I would not go down, switch position. I would just use the higher root, like.
Okay.
So the whole exercise in the key, in the D shape might sound like this. That. Right, make sense? I didn't really explain any of that, but
oh, I actually